Well, just as fast as we move through the Thanksgiving celebrations, we are right into preparations and celebrations for the Christmas season. And perhaps you overdid it at Thanksgiving and think, well, I'm just going to wait until the new year before I try to get anything back under control. Well, joining us today is our good friend, Yvonne Heath. Her program is Fiat to Health, and she is here to tell us about how we can say yes to being healthy now so we don't have to make up any kind of work come the new year. Good morning, Yvonne. Thanks for being with us.
Good morning, Brenda. Thank you for having me. It's a joy to be here.
Yvonne, for Thanksgiving, we thank God for all of the gifts that He has given us. And it is one of those days that it really is centered around a big meal. And while it is wonderful to be able to have such feasting, knowing that God has given us all of these gifts, sometimes and many times, we've overdone it. And then now that we're moving into the Christmas season, some people might think, I'm going to just keep this feasting going. I'll worry about it later. Is it really possible for us to be able to control what we're going to partake in right now?
Yes. Remember, with God, everything is possible. So yes, it is possible. We need to grab His hand and say, God, help me to control myself. So yes, I will say 85% of people say, oh, might as well, I'm just going to wait until January. I'm not going to do anything and just, you know, blew it through the holidays. And then January 1st, I'm going back to the gym. I'm going to eat, you know, better. But no, we should start like right now. Like where you listen to me, stage right now, not to Monday, not until Monday, right now. I said, okay, what do I want for my, just start writing down like a little, why do I want to do this? When you saw everything in paper, when you see everything in paper, you will think, okay, now how am I going to plan for it? How am I going to do it? How am I going to... And that's how you start, like, okay, the holidays are coming. I know I'm going to have these so many parties. What can I do to not overdo it? So start, like, if, for example, you have, like, 3 parties in the next couple days or weeks, mm-hmm. like 3 or 4 parties. Okay, just go eat something very healthy before the party.
Okay.
Well, when you get the party, you're just like, okay, just picking here and there, but not like overdoing on the desserts or, you know, big meals that are very carb heavy. Mm-hmm. They say, okay, I'm going to drink 1 glass of wine and maybe a couple of glasses of water. And if just limit yourself there, control the portions. Portion control is very important.
Yvonne, does it seem though like we're kind of setting ourselves up for failure? Because it does seem like, especially if you really need to bolster your willpower, that even if you eat healthy beforehand, now you go to one of these parties and there is a feast of sugary sweets and carb heavy potato dishes and all of the things that we love to eat on a cold night. I mean, it feels just like this might be a time of year that we're going to set ourselves up for failure. Can we just maybe, rather than try to focus on dropping weight, to just maintain? Is that an okay yeah. place to be at right now?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Totally. Especially like we all know that there's going to be all those kind of desserts and heavy food. So just, you know, a little bit. Just know like put your plate like 3 cookies of this, a half pie of this, you know, like. Just a little bit.
Okay.
Just control it and do it like with God in mind and said, okay, God, I really want to try this, but it's just a little bit. I'm not going to overdo it. So don't deny yourself all those nice things, all those desserts, because it's the season and you don't want to be the party pooper and they're like, oh, no, I'm sorry, I cannot eat that. Enjoy it and say, I'll do it with gratitude. But tomorrow or that same day, you can go for a longer walk in the morning before the party. And the next day, you do it again. Like, okay, I'm going to double my walking today. Or I'm going to go to the gym. I'm going to do some weights. Like extra exercise that can compensate a little bit of that excess.
Yvonne Heath is joining us today. She is the founder of Fiat to Health. It is a faith-based wellness program for Catholic women who want to live fully, faithfully, and healthfully. Well, Yvonne, I'll admit, I made a confession to you as we were preparing for our interview today. And I said that I had gone back to the gym because I realized that my cardiovascular system was not as strong as it needed to be because I wanted to be able to go out dancing for a long amount of time, not just one dance and then have to sit down. But when I say that, it sounds like kind of a silly reason to want to be healthy. Can it, a reason to be healthy, be as something as simple as I want to be able to be fit so that way I can enjoy life and do the things that I want to do, even if it's something as simple and fun as going dancing some night?
Oh, sure. Any why that you have like a really strong foundation, like you just mentioned, I want to be healthy because, and then so, it's a model for it's going to motivate us to do what we want to do. And of course, dancing is a great exercise. So if that's all you want to do, just put your music and do it in your house. Like today it could be one song, maybe tomorrow will be two, maybe next week will be like 15 minutes completely. You know, just start little by little building. Don't try to go and say, oh, I'm going to do half hour of just dancing, and because you're not going, your body's not up to that. Now just give it little time, and it's going to build. It's going to do it. It's going to come.
Yvonne, for women who are interested in going, all right, I do want to do these things, but I do need a little bit of help. Just being accountable to myself, I seem to always fall short a little bit. Through your program, are there ways that women can, with your guidance, stay on track to something so that way their goals are reached? Because it's important to be able to be accountable.
Yeah, totally. That's exactly why the program is successful, because I am with them all the time, you know, like all the way. Accountability is so important because it's not like I discovered something brand new. You can go to the internet and find what to eat, when to eat it, how to eat it, etc. Or what is the best exercise for your cardio. But if you don't have that piece of person accompanying you, like the accountability, it's just going to fail. Maybe you will last 1 week, 2 weeks, max, I don't know. You really need to be very disciplined in order to do it yourself. That's why I'm here to help you.
And Yvonne, with your program too, to help women, how important is our spiritual life and asking God to be a part of our wellness and asking Him to help us along the journey that they take with you?
That's, for me, is number one.
Really?
If we don't have, yes. I have faith and hell, like, super married. They are not divorced at all. Like, in every single session, we pray at the beginning. At the end of the session, we do an examination of conscience of that particular subject that we touched. And always I'm reminding it, okay, with the Bible here says, what to do with food, what to do with exercise, what to do, you know, why is important to do, because we are the temple of the Holy Spirit, so we cannot forget that. So yes, very important for me, the faith. I cannot separate it from health at all.
Oh, perfect. And of course, we should also recognize that any of those celebrations that we are going to this Advent season and into Christmas, well, those are our church's celebrations too. So always bring God along with you to those celebrations. And a little prayer before you step into the party for inspiration and a little bit more willpower is always a good thing. Yvonne, always a great morning when you join us. For women who are interested in learning more about your program, where can they go to find out how to connect with you and your resources?
Yeah, they can go to my website, www.fiattohealth.com, and they can reach out to me or send me an email, text me. I'm always available and happy to help anybody. Even if you go to the website, there's a calendar there that you can book a 30 minutes discovery call just to see if we are a good match to work together.
All right. Excellent. Well, Yvonne, always a wonderful morning when you join us. You lift up our spirits and you fill me with inspiration to do better as well. Thanks for being with us today.
Thank you for having me. God bless you.
God bless you as well. And again, that is Leadership Circle member Yvonne Heath and Fiat to Health. I will be sure to add information that you can read more about her program. Go to her webpage and you'll find that link on today's podcast at materdayradio.com and on the Hail Mary Media app.